In the lunchtime edition, insurance companies increasingly concerned about the high rate of traffic accidents. It's costing the sector tens of millions of dollars a year in payouts. Environmental issues at this country's schools remain a major concern for the BUT. Small entrepreneurs still struggling with a tough economic environment coming out of the pandemic. Barbados Trust Fund says it's trying to help, paying out millions, in fact. A warning to coconut vendors from the chief agricultural officer about their illegal dumping. And all schools in Jamaica closed today due to storm-like conditions. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Local insurance companies are growing increasingly concerned about the high rate of traffic accidents and believe a lot of it is due to negligence. The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, was speaking to Starcom Network News against the background of a series of accidents over the past week, including a car overturning at Colmar Rock, St. Michael, on Wednesday, a vehicle plunging into a 60-foot ravine at Wardy St. Peter last weekend, and a series of less serious collisions, several of them at roundabouts.
We have seen no ease up in that trend. I mean, as a matter of fact, it's probably getting worse. And more people are on the road now. And as you know, going into the Christmas season, there's just more people on the road. There's not only more activities, but folks are moving around trying to get things ready for Christmas, trying to make purchases and so on, and they spend more time on the road. Unfortunately, they're distracted. You're driving, going to the supermarket or going to the store, you're thinking about what you got to do here, what you got to get ready there, if you turn your oven off, and they're driving distracted, and that's increasing. What we really need drivers to do is to focus on the road while they're driving. When the car stops, you can go on your phone, you know, think about your ham or your turkey or whatever, but if they keep driving and being distracted, we would never arrest this trend of increased accidents on the road.
Mr. Graham points out that the sector is paying out tens of millions of dollars each year in accident claims. He notes that a lot of accidents occur at roundabouts, but believes that many of these collisions overall can be avoided.
90% of it is just distracted drivers. I mean, let me not say 90, because I think the roundabouts cause a lot of the accidents because people don't know how to enter and exit the roundabouts now. So I think the roundabouts do cause a lot of them. But the ones that we're seeing on the open road, unfortunately, a lot of it, the majority of them are just down to distracted drivers on the road not paying attention. If you could get them to focus while they're behind the wheel, we would see the accident trend reduce significantly.
The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham. Environmental issues at this country's schools remain a major concern for the Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT. The BUT president, Rudy Lovell, was speaking to Starcom Network News against the background of a meeting with education officials yesterday on problems at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School. He notes that environmental issues continue to surface at various schools and points out that the conditions at the school plant is an issue they've been battling for several years. Mr. Lovell makes it clear they plan to keep up the fight for safe environmental conditions for teachers.
The principle of a safe and healthy working environment is geared at promoting and preserving the life of workers, and the BUT will do its part to ensure that increased priority is given to health and safety issues across the school system. We have been facing several challenges over the last couple of years with regards to safety and health in schools, and we will continue to agitate on behalf of our members, knowing that this agitation will lead to a better delivery of education and to a safer work environment for our members and students.
The union awaits an update from the Ministry of Education on the Lester Vaughan School. Meantime, the Anhill School has been closed for remedial work to be done.
These issues, especially Lester Vaughan, is an ongoing issue, has been with us since 2008 or thereabouts. And despite the efforts of the Ministry of Education to address the concerns and the Board of Management, teachers are still feeling and getting ill along with students. So, you know, we need to pay closer attention to rectifying this issue, and hopefully eventually the issue will be rectified to the interests of all involved.
The president of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Trust Fund Limited says several small entrepreneurs continue to struggle with the economic after effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The operations manager with the fund, Michael Boyne, says the agency continues to assist their clients to get back on their feet. He was speaking during the launch of an initiative where six of the fund's clients' locally made products are being retailed by a local beauty supply store in Bridgetown.
Even though we are saying that COVID is over, people are saying that it has left a drag on business in the entire world. It's still there. It will take some time for some businesses to fully recover from COVID-19. And bearing that in mind, we know that additional support is required to offset the losses that would have come about from the COVID-19 scenario. Yes, businesses are still fighting, they're still struggling, but at least they're seeing light at the end of the tunnel and they're making their way back out. Over the last 5 years, we have distributed around the number of 4,800 loans, and that came to $22 million, Barbados.
Meantime, the business development officer with the fund, Kirk Dodden, explains that today's launch was part of their ManuFest program to help entrepreneurs with product placement and development. The chief agricultural officer, Keely Holder, wants coconut vendors to stop dumping their shells illegally across the island. Her comments came on the sidelines of a symposium at the University of the West Indies CAFL campus, where a number of stakeholders met to discuss improving the coconut industry. Ms. Holder is encouraging coconut vendors to take their shells to the Sustainable Barbados Recycling Center, SBRC. She believes illegally dumped coconut shells create issues that contribute to flooding.
We would want the coconut vendors to see the value in the shells and also playing their part. So having those vendors make sure that they take their shells to the Sustainable Barbados Recycle Center for processing, not in the gullies, but in areas that will actually help to improve the environment, improve the farms. I think that that is critical. So having that coconut waste and being able to put it back in the soils, this is one way to help farmers improve their yields. But not only that, it allows us then in times like what we're seeing now, where you're having this heavy rainfall, when the soil doesn't have enough organic matter, you're getting the runoff, and that is leading to the flooding.
The chief agricultural officer, Keely Holder. Schools across Jamaica remain closed today due to significant rainfall affecting the country in the wake of a tropical storm watch. The country's education ministry says the move is intended to prioritize the safety of students and staff. In addition, schools have also been asked to activate their education in emergency plan, which requires transition to remote or online classes. The UN calling on Israel to grant access to Gaza to investigate competing claims about the Al-Shifa hospital. Israel has repeatedly said Hamas is using the facility for military purposes, a claim denied by Hamas and the medical officials. Since launching an operation at Al-Shifa this week, Israel says it found the bodies of two hostages near the hospital. Israel also said it found military equipment and released footage of a tunnel shaft discovered nearby. Hamas rejected both claims. Our top stories. Local insurance companies are growing increasingly concerned about the high rate of traffic accidents. It's costing the sector tens of millions in payouts a year, they say. Environmental issues at this country's schools remain a concern for the BUT. Small entrepreneurs still struggling with a tough economic environment. The trust fund trying to help. And the chief agricultural officer warning coconut vendors, stop dumping your shells illegally all over the place. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.